It's going to be nerve-wracking seeing them go. I'll miss them when they go, but yeah, it's exciting at the moment. Lots going on.
I mean, that's the thing, I suppose. You do all this training over so many months and you go through the selection process as well, but to actually be here today now as they're packing, yeah. Is that make it a little bit more real?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty real over the last week. The last week's been really busy with all the prep. There's been a few all-nighters making cushion covers and all sorts of crazy stuff going on, but yeah, it's definitely feeling pretty real this morning.
Now, as someone who is ex Royal Navy, are you able to sort of, I don't know, work in such close does it help you that you've got to work in such close confines with people that you've never met before, but you had to have, you know, got to know? Does that help you in any way?
I think it helps a little bit in that I'm used to being at sea for sort of a long period of time and kind of not having an awful lot of personal space. I wasn't in the Navy for all that long, but the sailing is very different. You know, it's quite a big wave on a big ship is nothing. A big wave on one of these is a little bit more interesting.
So what made you want to do it then, Charlotte?
I have a busy job and just wanted some time out, but I'm not one for hanging around on a beach, and saw these guys leave last year in London, and it just ticked all the boxes really for a bit of adventure, a bit of excitement, something a bit different. It's not something everyone goes and does, so cold and wet and freezing and seasick and all the rest of it. Yeah, bring it on.